Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Matter where I wander, through cities near or far, sure me heart is at home in old Ireland, in the county of Armagh.
Have you been to County Armagh? Travel content creator Kevin Penrose is back with us this Friday afternoon to tell us about, well, the best places, the top travel tips if you fancy a little getaway in the Orchard County. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Not too bad at all. We were talking about County Antrim last Friday afternoon. Yeah. You're back with us for the second day.
Back again.
for Armagh. Where would you recommend if people are planning a weekend or midweek getaway over the summer, if Armagh's in their mind, where would you start?
So the best place to start is probably the city itself, you know. There's so much to do, food-wise, walking around, and two of the big things that I've done the last time I was there was the two cathedrals.
Okay.
Both found by St. Patrick, and they're both at opposite sides of the city, and architecture alone is amazing, and the views as well. So if you want to pick up your coffee, have a look around. It's a good wee start to your trip, I feel.
Yeah.
And then you always have the coffee shops again. Always a big thing I look for once going to these cities. 4C Coffee would be the one I would go to.
Right.
Been there a few times, lovely brunch spot. And it's also pet friendly, so if you do have a furry friend with you, more than welcome to bring them along with you. And then a place for brunch I went to the last time I was there was Bagel Bean, I believe it's called. And all the bagels you want, different flavours, different types. Highly recommend it, you know. So
yeah,
for me, like once you're on your go, I don't want anything too massive if I'm doing active stuff.
Yeah.
So bagel is always the perfect.
So you're kicking off your trip in Armagh City. It's a pretty small city as
well, I should say. Yeah, pretty small.
It's lovely though.
But one thing I found as well from my research, the benefit of having sort of a social media following, you can ask your followers what I wouldn't know. So they sent in about the Armagh Planetarium. Didn't really know
I was there so many times as a child.
How was
a lot of my family are from Armagh.
Yeah.
And we would have spent so many years as kids going to the observatory and planetarium. It is fantastic. It's a great activity.
I've never been, but like you said, with kids and families, I bet it's a great thing to do.
If you've space fanatics in your house that are kids, it's for them.
This is it.
After you've finished touring about the city, where you send them?
Going out east to Gosford Forest Park. This is a place that I've been many times passing through Armagh, and I always stop off, especially if it's good weather. It reminds me a bit of Phoenix Park vibes.
Okay.
You have the wildlife, you have the deer, you have lots of trails. You can do cycling routes. There's open woodland. And again, great for families. There's lots of play areas as well.
Even just kind of for sort of a walk or a stroll around, picnic kill time.
This is it. And you know, like even in summer months, I don't know if it's all year round, but you have your coffee carts and your food trucks as well and little events here and there, you know, so it's always a good place to go to. A lot of people just drive by it, like myself the odd time, but if there's something going on, it's definitely worth checking out.
This is the Gosford Forest Park.
Gosford Forest Park, you know, and it was even used in the Game of Thrones series back in the day as well as a filming location. So if you're into your TV shows, a lot of things like Northern Ireland, they were used there. So it's a good thing to check off if you're into that.
The Navan Fort is the other spot too, isn't it?
Outside that's the other sport as well. Never been to it. One of my followers told me about it. And again, it's same sort of vibe, you know, woodland trails, all that there sort of vibe. So it's a lot of active walking county. I've come to realise, you know.
Yeah.
But definitely worth doing as well. It's not too far.
You're, I know, a big fan of hiking and all things activity. Is this on your own kind of tick box list of places to?
Yeah, it definitely
get an
is.
Adventure
like,
trip.
Even the last time I was there, we done Slieve Gullion, which is right on Armagh as well. You're heading a bit more southwest, and
this is the Ring of Gullion, isn't
Ring
it?
Ring of Gullion.
You hear so much about the Ring of Kerry, but
so much on it. The Ring of Gullion. There's lots of trails and hiking and whatever you want to do, but Slieve Gullion itself, I love it because you have 360 views all around Armagh and the surrounding counties, and it's a really easy short hike to do if you don't fancy going out for a couple of hours.
There's a viewpoint too, isn't there?
Yeah, that's kind of viewpoint at the top.
That is it, yeah.
So you can start at the bottom or you can drive up to the top, the car park, and you're walking for about 20, 30 minutes and you're at the viewpoint and great sunset spot. So
if walks and hikes is your thing.
Yeah. That's the place.
Armagh's the place to go. Yeah.
And then another little hidden gem that's I've done years and years ago. I actually forgot about it until someone said and I didn't realise it was Armagh is Flagstaff viewpoint. So it's actually overlooking closer to Antrim, I guess, and Carlingford, we're in that direction. It's right in the border. But again, very, very easy. You can drive up to the viewpoint itself, bring your coffee, bring your food, and it's a great sunrise, sunset spot.
You probably do a good bit of this within the course of 2 days, couldn't you?
Oh yeah, easily. Yeah. That's a good thing. It's a small county, but there's a lot to do in it, you know, and stop off.
Yeah. Accommodation-wise, if you're looking for something maybe bougie or budget.
Bougie, I would recommend Killeavy Castle. I've never been to it, but I was looking up last night and it looks really, really good. You know, it's a bit out of the city and it's a bit in the countryside, so you sort of have that escapism. It doesn't feel like it's Ireland per se. It's almost like
Oranor sort of place.
That's it. You have the spa and you have the views around you as well. And then another little hidden gem accommodation, I guess, you know. We stayed in it maybe 3 years ago, is Balance Treehouse in Forkhill, right beside Sleepgun. It's basically a treehouse built into the side of...
You see, I love places like this. Sorry, it's called Balance Treehouse.
Balance Treehouse.
Yeah, so, I love these sort of unique stays that are popping up.
We had a great time. Like, you wouldn't realise it's there. And even driving up to it, you're like, oh, there's a treehouse there. But you have everything you need to really just shut off and escape. Mm-hmm. You have your hot tub as well. You have your little stove. You have Netflix built in. You have a little hammock. Everything you need. So it's a really good place to really just switch off, you know.
Food and drink, I know, is one of the things. Coffee shops, brunches, that's what a lot of our listeners like to know about. I see some of the recommendations coming in. Breeda in Monaghan tells us that, is it Dante's? Is a fabulous place to eat, located just in the park called the Palace Stables in Armagh City. There's also a great play park there as well beside it too, according to Breeda.
Yeah.
Where would you send listeners?
See, I'm mostly... brunch and lunch spots for myself, you know. And
I like dinner. I like to go for a meal in the evening.
Well, you love this here place. I actually found it is called Basil's Shield. It's called. It's actually your accommodation.
I've been there.
Yeah. All in
it's
one.
Great.
Pub, grub, everything you need. So once you're at the end of the day, throw your stuff up to the room, relax, and head down to the pub. And it's sort of, I was looking at it last night, and it's like really.
It's very cool.
Traditional Irish pub vibes, you know, very homely. So it's one that I'm going to be adding to my own personal
list. Yeah.
There.
I know the cocktails and the Guinness and then the good coffee as well.
This is it. Coffee's the big one.
That's what people like to know. The Instagram spots, because that's the one thing you see, Kevin, constantly now. Like, I don't book any trip, or if I'm going away absolutely anywhere in Ireland, the first thing I'll do is go on to TikTok, and I'm the best things to do and see
this
in whatever town I'm going to.
Yeah.
And I it's terrible now that I plan my everything I do with a 1 minute video from somebody's TikTok.
This is it. And it's sort of like, if you see it's gone viral or whatever it is, it's like, oh, it must be good. But again, it's the momentum, people going there and uploading their own experience of it, you know. Again, Sleepgun would probably be that spot for Armagh.
If you're the wannabe blogger, that's where you need to go.
That's where you need to go get the sunrise, sunset shots. But one place I did realise, again, didn't realise it was Armagh, it's right on the shores of Loch Ness, more the Antrim side, is, I can't remember this little island, Mahoney Island, I believe it's called, or Mahary Island, sorry.
Yeah.
And it's right on the shores. Again, sort of a smaller version of Gosford Forest Park, where you have your trails, you can go fishing, and you're overlooking to Coney Island, it's called. Not the one in New York. A small version of it. But yeah, Armagh is a sort of type, because it's attached to so many other counties, you don't realise what's actually there and what's not. So it'll be a little...
Is it more for the active sort of holiday goer or staycationer than it is maybe for families?
I would like to think so, you know. Like, more active. You can bring your family as well. Like, there are facilities and there's lots of playgroups and or playgrounds and everything as well to bring your family around. And pet friendly, most places are as well. And again, for Gosford Forest Park, even have your camper van facilities on site there too, which I didn't realise I had them before.
Yeah.
So I guess it caters for everyone, but more of your active lifestyle.
Trying to make a conscious effort to spend a bit more time actually seeing Ireland, well. And I think maybe the staycations in more recent years gave us an opportunity to do just that. That is Kevin Penrose's recommendations for County Armagh today. As we said a little earlier, if you want to listen back, if you're planning a trip to Armagh or Antrim, the podcast is up. It'll be on the Go Loud app. You can listen back there very simply to Lunchtime Live. Paul has got in touch to tell us Larkin's Pub, Forkhill, South Armagh, really picturesque old bar. They've an open fire trad session every Sunday, and it is on the foot of Sleepgullion as well, just about 6 miles from Dundalk. Yeah, that sounds like a great spot, Paul. Thanks for that too.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan, weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.